You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This segment starts off with an apology to Aaron.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry going forward, but I've been thinking about my controversial rankings.
Okay.
Yes.
You've been thinking about what?
My controversial rankings. And the last one was portable meats.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing work.
Oh, thank you. I actually thought it went kind of poorly. So I was doing some reflecting on how can I make my rankings? How can I get them better?
And can I just say this? Mm-hmm. We did get a lot of feedback about the portable meats.
We did.
Okay.
A lot of confusion with the qualifications.
Yeah.
And the tuna pouch was the swing and the miss. Oh, I mean, that was a full.
I thought you were talking positive feedback.
No. It was a lot of negative feedback. Oh, yeah.
I had a glimmer of hope, too.
No.
I had a person I don't know say, oh, I listened to you guys. You're talking about. What they didn't say portable meat, portable like canned meat. And I was like, almost.
Yeah, well, you almost listened to the show. Half listen to the show.
So I was thinking, how can I improve them? And I thought maybe I need to just stick with what I know a little more than trying to branch out and please. So again, with apologies to Aaron specifically.
I'm so scared. Are you about to do a controversial ranking?
I have another controversial ranking.
Oh my God. Here's what freaks me out. The amount of dread I feel when you say those words is the yin to Erica's. She is so excited.
She has given me life again because she's reinvigorated me. Maybe this is worthwhile.
On our show, she listened to our show from afar.
Yeah,
and I think
times.
This was her favorite part of the show. Okay. She's like, oh my God, I'm in the room with the controversial.
I feel pretty famous right now.
And seeing her smile is like all those times you've pulled me aside, Slacker, and you're like, hey, you know, those are like, don't do that. That's stupid. But I see her face.
All right.
And it gives me, these are again, once again.
Apologies to Aaron.
Apologies to Aaron.
Are you ranking your favorite members of the Slacker show? I'm honestly like, what is he trying
to
hurt
me? It's going
to
be something maybe either
redhead.
Sugar related because it's diabetes.
Or gluten.
It's going to be his like best bread.
Because dogs would be all of us. Harry Potter, he doesn't know anything about.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
he's apologizing to you.
Wait, music? Beatles, Eagles? Bands that are named after
bands.
Nope, you said it already. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the controversial bread rankings. Again, apologies to our resident celiac in the room.
Yeah.
But everybody's... I thought, stick to what you know. What do I know more than bread?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Do you want, I mean, it's too late for today, but should we be working on a theme song for this?
I was looking for it.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Do you want it? What kind of?
I don't know. All right. We can meet about it.
Maybe like a little bit like NPR-ish. Very serious.
Doom, doom.
That's like, not NPR.
Like that?
Oh, okay, we already used that.
No, we
that
already
one.
Used that.
Okay,
good evening.
Okay.
Good
evening. No. Come, oh. All right.
Are you ready?
Bread rankings,
controversial
everyone.
Bread rankings coming in at number 10 on the list. Barely made it. Just has to because of sheer presence, I guess. The dinner roll, number 10. Like the kind you get at like a banquet. Always terrible. A little
I am going to stop
quite
the list.
Dry.
I am stopping the list.
Why?
That can't be number 10.
What? You want it to be number one?
It doesn't have to be number one.
You think it's
like,
higher than 10? No, it's the most,
the first thing you think of when it's like bread, like that's the first thing I'm like, there's a restaurant in Longmont called Ann Alice's Kitchen and it's like, you go there to get, you have a roll to sop up the gravy.
The dinner roll is probably good there. He's talking like, no offense to weddings, wedding dinner rolls. Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that are just dried out.
Yes.
Where you get the butter thing and it's in the paper and the butter's
and
always
cold.
A little. Yes, thank you. See,
we're firing on the same cylinder.
But then, is higher up on the list a good dinner roll? Like, I don't understand. If dinner roll is, because there are good
Slacker,
dinner rolls.
If you fight him just this much on 10, how are we ever going to get to one?
You like those dinner rolls? I think they're always terrible. They're all, I mean, you still eat them. You still
I know
eat like
that
three or four of them.
I can't talk to you about this. I can't. I need to talk to everyone else in the room.
Okay.
Because you don't like Thanksgiving.
That's true.
But the dinner rolls on Thanksgiving, the
different.
Roast. That's a dinner roll. That's exactly what it is.
He's talking about the dried ones.
I know you can't say dinner roll. Then it would have to be dry dinner rolls. Because there are good dinner
mass
rolls.
Mass catering dinner roll.
If Slacker's already this upset, it's not going to get any better from here. Coming in at number 9, King's Hawaiian.
Oh.
Barely made the list.
Get.
Barely made the list.
Get.
Just out of respect for Slacker.
Get. Out.
It's bread adjacent. It's like Miracle Whip. It's like, you know, you want
okay,
bread.
Okay, now, dude, say one more thing and I'm going to knock you out.
The orange packaging's ugly.
Okay.
I'll go wrong. Wait.
You're going based on packaging?
I can't. I have no allies in the room. You love him because you love the list, Erica. Aaron's over here.
Hey, there are gluten-free Hawaiian rolls.
Oh.
Are the Hawaiian rolls, like I make this chicken salad on that and it's
that's
like.
That's different.
But it's like
you're
the roll itself.
You're putting something on it.
But the roll.
At least it got mentioned.
Yeah,
your passion and defense of this makes me want to hurt a puppy.
I literally need a shirt that's like controversial rankings, number one fan.
You are the number one fan.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is going to be number one? We always do that.
It's, heck, I already know what it is.
Crescent rolls.
No.
Crescent
pretzels.
Rolls?
It's a pretzel
gosh,
adjacent
guys,
something.
You guys, but also think about that bread that
what
has
What are you
cinnamon
doing,
soup.
Erica? Open your eyes. What are you doing?
We lost
cinnamon
her.
What are you doing? Okay.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Please go to Instagram and watch this video later. She locked in so hard that she was in another world
was,
and we had
yeah.
to like snap her out of it. It was like,
explain the cinnamon swirl bread that has like the crumblies on top. Oh,
isn't that just like cinnamon coffee cake?
No. It's a loaf of bread.
Wow. Don't get angry with me. Yeah. God.
Okay.
I should clarify too. Erin is free to chime in because she plays fast and loose with her life.
She
definitely
does.
Eats
it's
bread
like,
even when she's
I'm
not
celiac,
supposed to.
But what the F?
No, that's not true.
Didn't I watch?
Oh,
because
your mom's listening
the other day.
Well, I chewed it and then spit it out. I wanted to know what it tasted like.
That's
she
right.
Does do that sometimes. It's pretty remarkable, especially when you're in a classy restaurant.
Yeah.
Number 8, the controversial bread rankings: cornbread.
Okay. Oh, I would have appreciated it higher, but
me too. But
see,
I appreciate it's on the list.
Cornbread, it's hit or miss. Some of it's good, but sometimes they make it and it's got actual pieces of corn in it. You ever seen that? Is that
yeah,
just a Midwest
it's so
thing?
Good.
No,
I've seen
so
that.
Good.
It's amazing. And then the corn kind of bursts in your mouth.
Yeah. And then like Chop House has it with like little green chilies in it.
Ooh.
Like, oh God.
So you like with the corn pieces. That's
oh
that's
my
superior.
God, it's so
I'd go
good.
The other way.
Okay. Can I
you
ask
don't
you
like
this?
Vegetables. So.
And I know we're going to have to extend this list probably through the next 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I mean, we'll get to the whole
50.
List.
I think what you're thinking of is like a more of a corn casserole than a corn bread.
Oh.
With the chunks in it? Yeah. It's a casserole? Yeah. That, I don't like that.
But let me just ask you this. Do these breads have to, because your portable meats, you had some real, you were loose with the rules.
The qualifications. Yeah.
Do these breads have to stand on their own? Are you allowed, like, because with the meats, I think you allowed yourself, excuse me, some breading.
Breading, mm-hmm. Yeah, was allowed.
So with these, like your dinner roll, are we allowed to slather some butter on it or a little bit of jam? Because like when we get to the biscuit, I need a little, like cornbread, I need a little honey or maple syrup.
You ever done it with hot honey?
Oh, say less. Yeah. Hot honey, butter on my Chaka Khanna rootery board. I don't know how to say the word.
Okay.
Charcuterie. That one.
So you're calling your shot. You think biscuit's on the list somewhere.
If biscuit's not on the list, you are seriously, you've already, with the first three you've done, you're teetering on unemployment. Okay. So if you might want to make, we can take a break if you need to make adjustments, but like.
Ironically, that's my job, is to teeter as close as I can to getting fired. Number 7 on the controversial bread rankings, pita.
Huh. That should be lower
than
that.
That should be like 492.
But what if you get the soft pita bread at Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Soft.
If you close your eyes again, I'm turning this car around.
It's okay. I think it should be on the list. It should be represented. All right. Number 6.
Yeah.
The croissant.
I'm surprised it's not higher.
That means we've got some amazing breads coming up.
Croissant.
Croissant.
I have a new answer for number 1.
Okay, but let me just say this. That I don't like it plain. Need a little chocolate, need a little jelly. Croissant by itself.
Ugh. There's so much butter in there, you don't need anything.
You need something.
You just
there's like
pull it apart. Put it in your mouth.
Open your eyes.
Please, we're going to come back with the rest of the breads.
Okay.
Go to OnlyFans, and Eric is starting a bread eating page where she just rolls her eyes back in her head and tears open croissants.
I think it'll do better than the one I launched.
All right, the rest of the controversial ranking bread list is next.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, well, if you're still here or you're just joining us, it's a controversial ranking.
Mm-hmm. We're carb loading today.
It's Best Breads. And this, oh my God. Yeah, no, seriously, we get paid to be here.
Yeah.
Let's run through the bottom five. And just so you know, if you're angry when you hear these.
You didn't even get to five.
It was 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 is the bottom five.
The bottom five, yeah.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You want me to walk you through?
I don't like to listen.
She's got bread on the brain.
All right, so go through your bottom five.
Number 10 is the dinner roll. I got a banquet with that cold butter. Eh. Number 9, King's Hawaiian, the Miracle Whip of bread, dare I say it.
I will say King's Hawaiian with Miracle Whip has
what?
So much wang to it. It's just like a wang shot to the mouth.
Really? You want to stand on that?
I'll have to try it. Number 8, cornbread, which we established not the kind with the loose corn in it.
Right? I love cornbread. In fact, cornbread is one Aaron can sound off on because gluten-free. If you make it properly.
Yeah.
Because it's cornmeal and not wheat flour.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep. Number 7, pita deserves a spot.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Put pita or naan or like, oh my God, is he going to have tortillas on here? Is he this part?
I don't like the look on his face.
I have crunched all the numbers. We'll see if tortilla's on the list. Number 6 was croissant.
Croissant.
A croissant. We're in the top 5. It gets heated here. Number 5, the bagel.
Oh.
Who doesn't
five?
Like a, who doesn't like a bagel?
You're going to put it higher than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very versatile.
The bagel. Okay. So the ones we've done so far, King's Hawaiian, you can eat it by yourself. Dinner roll. Ha. Like, no one eats a plain bagel. No one. Like, that bagel needs so much accoutrement. It needs cream cheese and lox.
I eat half a buttered bagel almost every morning.
Just a plain buttered one.
It's an everything. Dave's killer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Got a little extra protein in it.
But just the buttered is really good. Because my kids will get that when we go to breakfast and then I get to finish it.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
What are you giggling at?
I've never seen a hot button hit harder than this. This list is popping with Erica. Hard.
But I wish bagel was higher. Okay. I love a bagel.
Okay. All right. Number 4, cheese bread. This is like Dion's makes a really good cheese bread.
He's off the rails. That's
cheese
not bread.
Cheese bread at a pizza.
That's not bread. You're off the rails. You're not allowed to continue.
Oh my God, but we haven't gotten to garlic bread. It's a kind of bread, sir.
But we're off the rails. Now you're making two different things. Okay, then pizza.
It's different.
How's it different? I added cheese and tomato sauce. Like you're now. It's like pizza crust. Then pizza crust. Pizza crust.
Do you remember that pizza crust should be on there?
Bojo's pizza crust.
No, crunching the numbers, it still wouldn't be on there. No one eats just pizza crust.
Before cheesy bread.
I'll just do the crust. You don't order it. Right?
He's got a
point. No, because you're taking bread and modifying it. You're taking pizza crust and just putting cheese on it. Then pizza crust. You are so. God, please, 303-222-5423, text in. Tell me that someone understands what I'm going through in this room.
I can't imagine anyone is more fired up than you are right now.
It's not fair. He doesn't make a real bread list. He's making.
Cheese bread. It's gotta be one of the most ordered breads of all time.
You've just combined two things.
Sucker.
It's like, number 2, peanut butter and jelly bread. That's a sandwich, you J-hole.
You sound like every mom listening right now is going, he sounds like my children fighting.
Great.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
You guys, that's not.
Like, you sounded like me as a kid. Okay. I would go, mom, it's not fair. Yeah. They're not.
No, finish your list.
Okay.
It's called the soccer show, but finish your list.
No, this is T-Hack's controversial rankings. Number 3. Where are we at? Yeah, number 3. The breadstick. Hard to beat.
Get out.
Yeah.
What? Welcome to the team, Erica.
I can't. The yucky dried out.
Yes, Olive Garden. Oh, that's.
Well, Olive Garden breadsticks are soft.
Yeah, bread. No, not the heart. You're talking like the cracker
thank
ones.
God.
No.
All right, we're back, baby.
No, yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, you're doing the same thing. Like I described good dinner rolls. It's like, no, this specific one is bad. And it's like, but it's Olive Garden breadstick. It's good. But there's just as many crappy breadsticks, like crappy dinner rolls, as there are good ones.
Are you ever bummed if they bring you a basket of
If it tastes like a wedding buffet,
oh no, take this away. Get it. It's disgusting.
I don't even know why I'm engaging in this. I quit.
You're always happy, right?
Slacker's pouting again.
Right? Okay. Number two.
Finish up, dude.
This is, I will die on this hill.
I hope so.
The second best bread of all time. Buttered toast. It's always when you order breakfast, they're like, and what kind of toast? And you're always like, oh, like whatever. And then it's the best part.
Yep.
It's always the best part of the breakfast, and you never expect it to be, but it always is. So just
either
plain buttered toast.
Either toast is one of the top breads. Like, you're doing the thing that's making me crazy. Oh, quesadilla. Uh-huh.
That's not bread.
It's not bread.
You know what that is?
But I think this is...
You know what a quesadilla is, Erica? You know what it is? Are you ready? It's cheese bread. Yeah. I am so mad right now.
Quesadilla is not bread.
I've never seen your eyes just...
Yeah, no, it's great. All right.
Okay. I will say with this one, because at most breakfast places, they're like, do you want wheat, sourdough? Mm. You're like, you have to be specific with... Because I thought...
So you realize that this list is so corrupt.
It's very corrupt. Yes. But I thought he was going to say for number one, AHAC makes sourdough bread. So I thought he was going to say
it's
that.
It's a pretzel. He's so predictable. And it's...
Is it garlic bread?
He's going to say, can't do garlic bread because you're already garlic bread.
Coming in at number one.
No, we're not going to do it.
Yes, we are.
I have a list of breads that weren't listed too. Biscuit, not on the list. Texas toast, one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
Also not on the list because I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell the truth. And if I were making the list myself, it would be on there. Banana bread. Also not on the list.
Unbelievable the bagel's on the list and banana bread isn't.
Also... the aforementioned cinnamon raisin swirl bread.
No, not raisin.
Not even close to making the list.
I don't want it. No, it's not raisin.
Not the raisin? Okay, I'm talking about the Pepperidge Farm loaf.
Yeah, not that one.
That's delicious.
Look at you.
Okay. Number one, greatest bread of all time. The aforementioned garlic bread.
Yes!
Yes, garlic bread till I'm dead, baby.
You suck, Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly, you don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there, it's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again.
The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.